Track 50.
Well, thank you all for coming. I know you're all very busy at the moment, so we'll see if we can sort this out as quickly as possible. Jose, perhaps you can start and tell us the background from the sales side.
Sure, Vili. Well, the problem is simple. Airbridge can't fix the pumps to the fuel tanks properly. The reason, it seems, is because they don't fit.
What do you mean they don't fit, Jose?
Basically, Birgit, your production department put the wrong type of fitting on the pumps.
My production department, Jose? Hold on! First of all, sales didn't warn production that they wanted things this early. That made things very difficult. We had to organize an extra shift.
Well, yes, I'm sorry about that. We'll try to give you more warning next time.
That was bad enough. And stock didn't make things any easier. They shouldn't have sent two different parts to the workshop in the same delivery. And, to top it all, they delivered them at the last minute. Okay, I'm prepared to admit that there may have been a problem, but you can hardly blame my people in production if they didn't spot the difference.
But wait a minute, Birgit. The stock department didn't make a mistake. If you remember, at the last logistics meeting, yes, you, me, and everybody else decided to deliver different parts together to reduce stock movements.
Okay, Vili. Okay, I accept that. But stock did deliver late. And sales should have given us more warning.
More warning? How could we give you more warning? You know that Airbridge only increased their order 2 weeks before the final delivery date. It's always the same. The customer...
Now take it easy, both of you. We're not going to find a solution if we spend all our time blaming each other. We've all made mistakes, but as I see it, the underlying cause seems to be customer pressure. So, let's put our heads together and see how we can improve our reaction time without compromising our quality.